As the country celebrates its 250th anniversary, a growing threat is putting some of America's most historic places at risk. Rising seas and coastal erosion are reshaping the landscape where our history unfolded. Special correspondent Ben Tracy with Climate Central takes us to Jamestown, Virginia, where archaeologists are racing to uncover America's past before it's washed away. It's part of our ongoing series, Tipping Point.
When we know that it's shallow.
If you spend your days digging through the past,
I think it might be a gate.
Sean Romo says this is the place to do it.
You can't put a shovel in the ground without finding something.
Romo is director of archaeology for Jamestown Rediscovery, at the site of America's first permanent English settlement, founded in 1607.
What took place here and why does this matter?
Well, for American history, it's harder to have more of an impact in Jamestown. This is the first place that when English colonists come over here, they end up staying. And without Jamestown, there is no modern United States.
This is where America's first representative assembly met, where Pocahontas married John Rolfe, and where the first enslaved Africans were forced onto these shores.
And they are kept enslaved by the English colonists. So in one place, here at Jamestown, we have our ideals of American democracy and our biggest mistake in slavery. So this is a place where many different cultures interacted, many different cultures have a claim on this site, and the history is pretty complicated.
The ruins of the original fort were discovered in 1994.
We can just open this up a little bit.
And archaeologists have unearthed 5 million artifacts that tell the stories of the people who lived here.
This is a chain that was found at the bottom of one of Jamestown's early wells. And you can actually hold it if you like.
So this is from how long ago?
This is from the beginning of the 17th century.
Now they're using ground-penetrating radar to map out what still lies buried.
Now, if it shows up, that would be really cool.
Because this has become triage, a race to save as much history as possible before it's lost.
When I think of archaeology, I think of a very slow, painstaking process. You, however, don't have time on your side here.
No. We always have to be meticulous, but we do need to pick the pace up because we are under severe threat from climate change. And the real big one for us is flooding.
Jamestown is under siege from rising waters. Sea levels here have risen 1.6 feet over the past century and could rise another 3 feet or more by 2075. The James River is battering the shoreline on one side.
That swamp is really close.
Yeah, and it didn't used to be.
While an expanding swamp on the other regularly floods the excavation sites.
So what happens on a day where you get a lot of rain or it's high tide?
On a day with a lot of rain or high tide, we are in the water.
And so when you talk about history being washed away, it's a literal thing.
Oh yeah, that's not hyperbole. It's actually happening right here.
And it's not just here. Our burning of fossil fuels is rapidly warming the planet, causing ice sheets to melt and ocean water to expand as it heats up. 2.5 million Americans and many historic sites could be at risk of severe coastal flooding by 2050.
If you want to argue about why or who's causing it, great, knock yourselves out. But sea level's rising. We've been measuring it for more than 100 years.
Geologist Rob Young and his team at Western Carolina University are now assessing the risks to all 107 coastal national park sites for the National Park Service, including the Statue of Liberty, Fort Sumter, and Pearl Harbor.
We have increased flooding of roads, parking lots. It impacts visitor access, you know, all kinds of changes like that that parks just haven't had to deal with before.
What are we most at risk of losing?
The greatest vulnerability in the national park system, without question, are the barrier island parks in the southeastern U.S.
The Atlantic continues to swallow homes along North Carolina's Outer Banks, which is why the historic Cape Hatteras Lighthouse was moved a quarter mile inland back in 1999.
But it's one thing to move a lighthouse, another thing to move a Civil War fort.
Yeah, we're not going to move Fort Sumter. So no, it's not going to look like what it looks like now for your kids or for your grandkids. Honestly, we can't protect them all. And the trick for us as a society is to admit that and have a good national conversation about what we do about it and where our national priorities are. But unfortunately, I just don't see us having that conversation.
So Sean Romo will continue to dig as long as he can, while Jamestown reinforces its defenses, hoping to buy more time.
Do you see a time where Jamestown Island is basically underwater?
Sadly, yes. If we do nothing right now, we're going to go from Jamestown Island to Jamestown Islands in the next 50 years. So the time is now to act to protect this space and to make sure that future generations can still learn about and experience the place where American history was made.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ben Tracy with Climate Central.